Her Doctor Prince, Healing Hands, Book 3, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Caroline Lee. The elevator door opened and people spilled out into the wide, sunny foyer of Coogee's Crown Hotel. Once they'd passed, Prince Zafar Asim al-Zamid stepped inside the lift to hit a wall of anxiety he hadn't expected. To his disgust, his heart began to pound, sweat broke out, and he closed his eyes. Several people slipped past him into the elevator while Zafar heaved a ragged breath. The doors shut. Unexpectedly, a drift of orange soap vividly recalled the memory of fruit-laden trees in the palace grounds as a child, and by association, the warmth of the memory somehow soothed him. Scents and recollections that calmed were an excellent idea. Life had been much less complicated then. He straightened his spine and opened his eyes as the lift shifted under his feet. Lately, he'd been acquiring phobias, like newly tailored shirts. Since the hijacking, it had been heights, now elevators. Worse, every ascent, until even a closing door caused symptoms. This latest aversion seemed exacerbated by the metallic tang of brass rails, and crowded lifts had become the most intolerable. Perhaps it was a sign the claustrophobia in his life had worsened since he'd been forced to give up his work in favour of royal duty. He would address his inner calm with the solitude of a retreat as soon as he sorted this latest disaster. The vastness of the desert always made even his multitude of stressors seem less significant. For the moment, he was cramped and palpitating in a rising square box with the painful reminder of all he'd lost. With his eyes open, he could see this particular enclosed space held a fragile-appearing new mother with a baby in one arm, a beaming new father clutching a balloon, and thankfully, the orange-scented woman as well, dispensing an aura of tranquility over all of them. The metallic "It's a Boy" helium balloon bobbed towards him, and Zafar leant closer to the wall and regretted his decision to stay at this hotel. A baby hotel. The first and last place he wanted to be. The image he carried of his tiny son's body flickered in his mind, and he forced it away. Such happy families were constant reminders he could have done without, but the stakes were high. He had hoped to find Fadia, his estranged cousin, still pregnant, but time fought against him. He'd discovered she planned to convalesce here instead of the hospital should he arrive too late to find her before the new heir was born.